let's begin this year. Parsha Shlach, we know, it's the story of the Meraglim. This year I'm not going to focus on exactly what the Avera was and what were they thinking. I'm more going to focus on this week about the repercussions of what happened because of the Meraglim. They had to die in the Midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shua they're going to die in the Midbar. And there's actually a machlekes tanoim in Maseches Sanhedrin that they lose the chelik olam haba. Achad Neira, Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara seems to reject Rabbi Kiva's position, but the Gemara seems to say here. Yeah, the Gemara says dar midbar elam chelik olam haba. Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tanu rabbanu dar midbar elam chelik olam haba. Shnei rabbi midbar zeh yitamu v'sham yimusim. In this desert, they're going to be annihilated, and then they're going to die. So the Chazal understood yitamu in this world, sham yimusim in the next world. They're never coming back to chisa mesim. And it says, Hashem nishpati b'abi mevoinam nuchasi. Hashem says, they're never coming back. We say it Friday night. Hashem nishpati b'abi mevoinam nuchasi. Div Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Blazer says, they're going to come back. Lo'im abo. Shenema isuli chasidai. The Dar Midbar was chasidai. We can't imagine what level they must have been on. We on Rosh Hashanah, on the holiest days of the year, what do we say? Koyam Hashem zecharti l'chesed nureich. Avas kalula said, lechteich acherad b'midbar b'zoi. They followed Hashem in faith for 40 years. You know, a few times we have in the Torah, a few times that they made mistakes, they complained, and but more or less they were the paradigm of betachin and how you're supposed to live. So it says asul li chasidai, right? The Marsha says chesed nurayich. We're connecting it to that pasuk. Okay, now what do you do with the pasuk Hashem nishpati be'api? Hashem says I made a shua that they're not going to they're going to lose the chelik ma'abot the chayzrani be. But Hashem says I was chayzer. Okay, so if we have time, we'll go into what does that mean. Hashem says, I made the shvua. They're going to lose the chelik ma'abah. No, I changed my mind. Hashem is Hashem l'kechem emes. There has to be some mechanics to this. Okay, but I want to say over something, an unbelievable idea. The Medrash says on this, the Medrash says that if you take a look in Shalach, Perek Yudalek Pasuk Beis, that, Perek Yudalek Pasuk Beis, Klal Yisrael said, they complained and they fought with Moshe and Aaron. Call Yisrael. Oh, halavai we should have died in Mitzrayim, or halavai we should die in the Midbar. Why should Hashem bring us into Yisrael? Limpol bacher v'ashenu v'tapeni yilavos. Halay toiv lanu shuv Mitzrayim. Okay, so the Medrash says on this a mashal. So here's the mashal. Lu masnu beretz say mashal melech shel echel abima. Somebody was chayiv. Somebody did a crime in the king's kingdom, and the king brought him like a capital, some kind of big crime. King brought to judge him. Olu labima shel elidei. They brought him up to the platform. They put him up on the platform to judge him in front of all the judges, and they started interrogating the guy. While the guy was interrogating, you know, if you have a good lawyer, he knows how to trip you up, and basically a good lawyer knows how to incriminate yourself. So it says, "Hoitzi dover mi piv, but mashachai was asked me." While under interrogation, the guy said something, and he basically messed himself up. He said something that's machayev himself. So you know what the king said? The king says, "The truth is, I have a book of how to decide of what to do with you, people like you that do this crime. But you yourself said what we should do to you. So that's what we're going to do to you." Haniach amelus agiloygin shaloi. So it's a Latin word. The king threw away his rule book. The way you incriminate yourself, ani doncha. Yehelach k'moy shamarta. Af kach amakarish baruchu ba midbar hazeh yiplu pigreichem. Later, Hashem says you're going to die in this midbar. Chayani no Hashem im loykashu dibarti baz nekenas lechem. What you said, that's going to happen to you. Okay, so I want to tell you over something amazing thing from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov is in Parshas Kedoshim. And it's brought in a few, Baal Shem Tov ala Torah, and a few places, different Tamidim and Eniklach, they all bring this word from the Baal Shem. In one of the footnotes of the newer Baal Shem Tov ala Torah, they bring the idea from Rabbi Zariah Figai. Rabbi Zariah Figai, people, you know, us people, we think that Torah was only in Lithuania or Torah was only in Poland. If you think about it, if you look, Torah, at different times of history where, for some reason, there's a letter from Rabbi Schwab to Rabbi Yudessel about this. There was a time in history that the greatest Gedolim in Klal Yisrael, the Mishle Melech, if we have time, we'll say something from him, his Talmud, the Machne Ephraim, where it was in Constantinople under Ottoman rule. The greatest Gedolim. There was a time in history that the great Gedolim were in Italy. Huge Gedolim in Venice, Pisa, how do you pronounce it? leaning tower of Pisa. Yeah, so it's interesting. Throughout history, different places, it wasn't only in Brisk and Vilna, there were times like Kaisel. So there was a big gadol who lived in Venice. His name was Barzaya Figo. Italians were very interesting. They were very educated. They knew science. So there was a big gadol. His name was Barzaya Figo. He's known for a sefer in London called Gedulei Trumo. There was a sefer written at the time of the Rishonim called Sefer Trumos, Rav Shmuel Hasardi from Sardinia, at the time of the Ramban. And he wrote a super commentary on that. Okay, so he's known mostly for his Lundus, but he also wrote a beautiful sefer on Drush called Bina Le'itim. In fact, there was a Yid in Eretz Yisrael, Mamish from the Gedei Yisrael, all the way up into the 50s and the 60s, known as the Chabina Rav. They came out with a biography on him called Sara Teira. It's a good idea to read it, by the way. Sara Teira, a biography on Chabina Rav. So it said that Chabina Rav was Yom Relayel in Lundus. What happened was his father died. So now he has to start giving sermons and drushes. So what do you do?
Cousin to Shlomo.
Shabina Rav was a cousin? Wow.
Very close.
Yeah, very interesting.
First cousin.
So he was a goin otzum. He knew Kol Torah Kula. So when his father died, he had to take over his father's shtetla. So he didn't know how to say drush. He was learning Bava Kama all day. So he locked himself in a room with the sefer Bina Le'itim from Reb Zayi Figoi, and he learned the mahalach of how to say drush. I saw this is parenthetically in the sefer Bina Le'itim. The Reb Zayi Figoi was born in 1579 and lived until 1647. Again, Venice and then Pisa. It's very interesting. Shakespeare wrote. We'll stay in this the room here. I'm safe, right? Because Shakespeare wrote Merchant of Venice, right? So Merchant of Venice is about the Jew Shylock. He was a moneylender. And the story is that he's a pound of flesh, right? The guy defaults on his loan. He does all kind of horrible things to the guy. Anyway, so the story of Shylock is about a Jewish moneylender, the Merchant of Venice, Robert Shakespeare. Shakespeare wrote it in around the end of the 1590s, around Baruch. I saw in the Sefer Bina Le'itim, he was from Venice. He mamash was telling Klai Yisrael, you mamash, you're lending beribis, it's terrible. He's writing about it. Must have been a problem in Venice. Maybe the word got out that a lot of Jewish moneylenders. Anyway, so the Baal I want to. So again, the idea is in other Svarim, but it's a beautiful idea. Listen to this. David HaMelech was nifshal with the story of Bathsheba, right? We know the story. The Gemara in Ksubis and other places says what was David HaMelech's rationale. She may have been divorced. Whatever it is, there was a taina on David HaMelech. So Nasan HaNavi comes to David HaMelech and says, Vayishlach Hashem es Nasan al David, Vayavei lo v'yem shnei anoshim ho'yivir. He comes to David HaMelech. He doesn't tell David HaMelech why he's coming to him. We know he's coming to rebuke him for the story of Bathsheba. But David HaMelech didn't know that. So what happens? He comes to David HaMelech and says, you know, in a city, there were two people, a very rich person and a very poor person, okay? And the rich guy had everything. The poor guy had nothing. All he had is one little sheep. The poor guy had nothing. What did the Rosh have? He had one little sheep that he loved. King Kifsa Achaz Katana, and he raised this sheep, and it was his pet that he loved so much. And then one day, the rich guy desires to make a big suda. So he doesn't want to use his own sheep. He says, I'll just go next door and steal my poor neighbor's sheep, and then we don't have to do anything. So Nasan Navi says, the rich guy goes and takes the sheep, and he shechs it, and he goes to David HaMelech. What should be the din? David HaMelech says, Vayichraf David. That was a man of principle. He got very upset. Vayimel Nasan Navi, Chai Hashem, Ki Ben Mavisish Azayis. David HaMelech's tasking it in. This guy deserves to die. This guy's horrible. This guy, it was over what the Torah says, Dal Vehei, he has to pay Dalid. He said, you're that man. Okay, so the Baal Shem Tov says like this. I want to read to the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov is going on a pasuk that says like this: Michol Pshay Hatzileini, Cherpes Navalat Tisameini. Again, the Pashup Pshay on the pasuk is: Hashem, save me from my averus. Don't make me a fool in front of low people. Don't expose me in front of people. That's the Pashup Pshay. Baal Shem Tov has a hafladik of Pshay how to read this pasuk. Okay, but first, Kesheroy Adam Dov Nevalim Ishrasha. A lot of times we see people doing bad things. Shavaver Chazaga, Betzedik Tishbadam Yisecha. Yodin Oysel Katzchus. Try your best to judge them favorably. What should you say? What should you say? You know the guy didn't have errors. You know, they say that why do people have krum kep? Why do people have crooked heads? To make shidduchim. and also to be down people kavzos. You see a guy walking to McDonald's with a burger. What? Oh, maybe it's the vegan and it was cooked on a side grill that was never used. And, you know, there's all kind of cheshbonis here. We all know what happened. But you should say, so the Baal Shem Tov said, you should say, maybe if I was in his shoes and I had his drive, I would have been in shul too. He says, he has a burning taiva. Maybe he doesn't know how serious it is. You see a guy, I've seen people on Shabbos using cell phones or using what's it called, vape. I saw a guy Shabbos using vape. Oh, what are you saying? What a Russia, yeah. But maybe he doesn't know how serious it is. Maybe he doesn't know you're violating the assumed Rabbanan. Very, very serious. Okay. So he says, when you do that, this is what's happening. Mina Shemaim, sometime in your life, you were nikshal. And the rule is, you know how Hashem judges us? Hashem orchestrates it that the same Avera comes to your eyes, you see the same Avera, and the way you judge that person, that's the way Hashem is going to judge you. Unbelievable. Ki be'emes. Kevin shiroyi divinavolo be'chaveri. Yedeya. Sheyesh boi be'etzim gamke min davizeh. You in your life have also violated Avera. Sheyesh shalav dinim makatrigim min shemayim right now, they're judging you. Ukeshi masi chus lechaveri. If you find a way to judge that person favorably, ye alav gamschus. And if you find a favorable way, an angle to look at this guy, it says that a person, you see people going through struggles. If you're able to judge the person favorably, that's how they're going to judge you in Shemayim. He says, and this is a very hard thing to do. Ki kabalna, we have a tradition, the Baal Shem Tov says, she'ein nigzar al adam shum gizar din, elen kehu poisik atzmai boy. There are no gizeres in Shemayim unless we paskin on ourselves. The pachad neira. Now, Hashem's not going to come to you in a dream. You didn't have air. What do you think the punishment should be? That will never happen. So how does Hashem orchestrate it? You didn't have air something with your life. They're judging you in Shemayim. That affair you're going to be witnessing years later, maybe. And when the way you say, you know, that guy should drop dead, that could have Shemayim passing on you for that. The pachet. So that's what Nasan Anavi was saying to David. He came and gave him a whole mushroom about somebody who took someone else's thing, which is parable to a man taking a nation's fish. He said, what should be for that? He said, Ben Amavis. David Hashem said, Dawson said, you just passed it on yourself. That's the idea. Just getting back to the original Pasuk Tehillim. Mikol Pshai Hitzilani Chepes Navalat Yismein. The Pashup Pshat is, Hashem, save me from my sins. Don't make me a fool in front of the low people. According to the Baal Shem Tov, it reads like this. Mikol Pshai Hitzilani. Hashem, save me from my affairs. Don't punish me for my affairs. You know why? Chepes Navalat Yismein. I never degraced even a novel person. When I saw other people, I never degraded them. I didn't look down at them. I felt an angle had to be judged on the kavzos. But that's the yisoid that the Baal Shem Tov says, and that's the pshat in the medrash. Klai Yisrael did themselves in. You know why? They said, "Nisnu Raishlam Yisrael, how have I we should die in the midbar? We don't want Eretz Yisrael." Hashem says, "Whatever you say, that's what becomes the reality in Shemayim for you." That's the yisoid. And for the good messages, if we could go around not judging people, and we can go around finding what positive in people, many times in our life we did the same avera. Maybe in my life I also was nishal and muksa when I saw the guy vaping. Of course, you have to tell your children, family, Shabbos is kamer, vado. We have to believe in that. But if privately you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, don't judge him so harsh. He doesn't know better. What does he know about the Yisurim of Muksa? What does he know about Shabbos? Then may HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us the same way. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.
Just said about this, so that I'm vaping.